pushing back against Washington's bizjet bashing. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. In a protest organized by the Alliance for Aviation Across America, 70 local mayors and county executives from communities which depend on general aviation have sent a letter to U.S. President Barack Obama, urging him to support general aviation rather than painting it erroneously as a sign of corporate excess. In yesterday's special feature, we heard the opening statements of Mayors Carl Brewer of Wichita, Kansas, Steve Van Ort of Ankeny, Iowa, Rick Fernow of Sholo, Arizona, and Fred Bott of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, who were chosen to represent the larger group in a teleconference with reporters. Today, in part two, we'll hear their Q&A session.
If everybody could just identify themselves one by one, we'll just try and take questions one by one here.
This is Molly McMillan from the Wichita Eagle, and my question is for Mayor Brewer. Hi.
Hello.
Have you had any response back from the president's office yet? When was it that you invited him? And I just wondered if there was any chat.
About 60 days ago, right before we left for National Eagle Cities. We do know that our letter was presented to the president. At this point in time, we have not heard anything. But I continue to wait each and every day, waiting for him to respond and to call or communicate back with us that he would like to come to the city of Wichita.
And what was the figure? How many billions was the economic impact to Kansas? I don't.
For Kansas itself, it showed $7.1 billion for the economic impact.
Okay. Are you going to try contacting the president's office again, or?
I will continue to make the request every opportunity that I get, to include using our contacts with the National League of Cities to accomplish that also. I just believe that the aviation industry is as equally important, if not more important, than the car industry, and I just believe that we need to focus on that and keep that in mind, and they really need to come and see what we're doing.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question.
This is Danielle Webster from Prairie Public in Fargo, and my question is for Fred Bott. Are there any specific needs for Devil's Lake airports, other airports in North Dakota that you're hoping would be fulfilled?
Well, one of the general needs here in North Dakota, of course, is to expand service. In fact, here in Devil's Lake, we are expanding the runway. And with the cost of that expansion in any airport, federal support is extremely important. So that's something that we're always talking to, particularly Congress about, but also including the president, is the need for that in order to keep a viable general aviation service here in North Dakota.
Thank you.
Next question.
This is Charlie Spence, General Aviation News. Has any of the mayors been in contact with the National Association of Mayors to try and get the entire group of mayors aboard?
Mayor Brewer, do you want to take
yes.
that one?
Okay. The answer to that is yes. We have been in contact with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and they're supportive of the efforts of what we're doing. But primarily, the ones that have been more engaged is the National League of Cities in being able to get additional support.
Thank you.
As you know, I chair the large cities for all cities, 100,000 or more, and so we just recently had a big meeting on that, and then we also, when we talk about economic development, while I was in D.C., we met with Congressman Chaka from Pennsylvania and addressed our concerns, and he was the one that actually acknowledged the fact that he was aware of the letter that we had sent, he was aware of the request and the concern, and that the president was also.
Thank you.
More with Mayors Carl Brewer of Wichita, Kansas, Steve Van Ort of Ankeny, Iowa, Rick Fernow of Sholo, Arizona, and Fred Bott of Devil's Lake, North Dakota, in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that.
But now, let's picture something even bigger, a tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. We're hearing reporters from a variety of media ask questions of Mayors Carl Brewer of Wichita, Kansas, Steve Van Oort of Ankeny, Iowa, Rick Fernow of Sholo, Arizona, and Fred Bott of Devils Lake, North Dakota, whose communities all depend on general aviation.
Next question.
Gentlemen, this is Jim Campbell with the Aero News Network. In addition to seeing the president visit Wichita and get a better understanding of the role of general aviation, what is it that you would like to see him do to help general aviation go forward and to enhance the role of general aviation in this nation?
Mayor Van Oort, do you want to take a first stab at that?
I certainly can. And I want to be very succinct, and I don't want to make it oversimplify it. But I want him to say, him to respond in a positive way when remarks are made about general aviation, and I want him to you know, visibly show support for general aviation to keep it strong.
Mayor Bott, Mayor Freno, anything else you'd like to add?
This is Bott from Devil's Lake, and I would echo those statements. The general aviation is extremely important to all of us, and as I mentioned, in North Dakota, that's one thing we're constantly asked, recruiting businesses, is what's the state of your general aviation? What services do you have? What airports are available? So, you know, in order to spread the economic activity, need that strong industry.
And I would add, once again, minimize user fees, keep them as low as possible so that general aviation can thrive. And also the Aviation Trust Fund, we need to keep that sacrosanct and use it for aviation purposes and not rob it, for other purposes.
Can you say your name? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Rick Freno, Mayor of Sholo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
This is Jim Swickard from Business and Aviation. You mayors, are you aware of the security programs by TSA, for example, the so-called large aircraft security program, and then special ID requirements at air carrier airports that actually prevent general aviation or will have the potential to prevent general aviation aircraft from moving from airport to airport, which indeed is their mission. Are you aware of these two things?
Carl Brewer from Wichita, no.
This is Fred Bott from Devil's Lake. I'm aware of that. I've checked with our local manager, and we're not impacted by it, but I am aware of that.
Yeah, Rick Furneau from Sholo, and yes, we're not impacted by that either, but I am aware of them. I think they've kind of overcorrected in this area. I don't think they realize that small aircraft, general aviation, does not pose the risk that that the larger aircraft do. And I think they're trying to take one regulation or program and make it fit everybody. One size does not fit all. And I think they're just overreacting at this point.
Yeah, and this is Selena with the Alliance. I think that this is something that we've obviously worked to raise awareness about as well, that this is really sort of a one-size-fits-all approach. And you know, anything that impacts general aviation would obviously impact airports and the communities that depend on them. So we've really worked hard to get out the message about the potential damaging effects of those proposals.
Jim Swickard, may I follow up?
Sure.
Are you mayors aware that the TSA can undertake these bypassing the regulatory process, which they, with LASP, the Large Aircraft Security Program, they found that public comment was inconvenient for them. So these security badge requirements for any air carrier airport was just imposed by directive. So how would you be able to have an impact on an organization that can operate by fiat?
Well, again, I think that, Jim, if I could just sort of lead off here and then anyone else feel free to jump in. I think that, you know, we know that this is something that would be very, very damaging. I think, as you mentioned, just the overextension in terms of the regulation, there hasn't really been ample time for general aviation to really weigh in on these proposals. So I think we're just going to continue to work with all of our members and making our concerns heard about these proposals and hopefully working with DOT and others to come up with a more common sense solution. Well, with that, we really appreciate everybody taking the time to join us today. We know everyone's time is valuable and really appreciate it. If you have any other questions or need any other information, please feel free to contact us via phone or email or visit us online at www.aviationacrossamerica.org. And with that, thank you very much.
You can still find the opening statements of the four mayors in yesterday's Part 1, still available on our website. You can read the complete text of the letter signed by the 70 mayors and county managers by visiting www.aviationacrossamerica.org. The May 6th news release is still featured on the site's main page. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.